Hello again and welcome to section 5. In this section we will be playing the notes on the fretboard with the left hand. By now of course you will be quite keen to progress on at a faster rate, and this section takes you forward. Obviously there are new things to learn, and in this case the fingers of the left hand, which are given the numerals 1, 2, 3 and 4, as you can see from the photograph. Now you can see from the photograph where you place your fingers, just behind the fret, and that positioning is very, very important. If you place your finger too far away from the fret, or in between the fret in the middle, say, then you might get a buzzing noise. So it is important to try to place your finger just behind the fret of the note that you wish to play. Now the other photograph shows the reverse of the neck, and that is the position of your left hand thumb, and that should be just on the middle part of the neck most of the time. So then in this section we shall be playing the notes F and G, that is with fingers 1 and 3 of the left hand. The general rule is that if the note is on the first fret, you'd play the note with the first finger, second fret, second finger, third fret, third finger. Of course, that's just a rule because it may well be the case that you're playing across the strings in a chordal sort of fashion, but that is what you must try to achieve if you're playing single notes on a single string. The note in between F and G is F sharp, which we'll meet later on, and you can then move on to playing the exercises as you did before, counting in a nice, slow, steady manner. The exercise then moves on to playing the notes C and D on the B string, that's the second string. And remember, if you're playing in the inside strings, of course, you must not try to interfere with the sounds that have perhaps been played on the other strings, so you must bridge over them so that you don't actually stop the other strings from playing. And this is actually quite difficult for a beginner. Your finger must come down more or less at a sort of right angle, and the flat of your finger plays the note, as you can see from the picture on that page. Having very short nails on your left hand helps a lot. The exercise then moves on to playing the note A, that is on the second fret of the G string, and there's a small exercise for that as well. And finally, we move on to a small exercise called Variations on a Theme, where you play the notes that you've learnt on the G string and the B string. Another exercise is the famous old nursery rhyme, London's Burning. And this provides some excellent timing practice, as it is actually quite difficult to play as the parts revolve around each other. So it's good practice on that count as well. We also include in this section some notes about tempo and dynamics, which is to do with speed, and as well as the loudness and softness of the tune that you're playing. Finally, in the section, we come to three tunes, one of which you must know already, Ode to Joy by Ludwig van Beethoven. And this is an excellent exercise in what you might call phrasing or arranging your dynamics so that the tune comes across. There's also a canon, which is by a composer called Thomas Tallis. And a canon is similar to a round, which means that the parts revolve around each other and provide their own melody, harmony, and such like. And then finally, there's a tune by a composer called Schultz called Evening Song, where if you accent the first beat in each bar, you'll be able to bring the tune out more satisfactorily. So well done for reaching the end of this section. Remember to practice all these tunes quite diligently, looking at the music and trying to make nice, even round tones from your guitar.